With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Bree Ripley. A Mexican man who recently settled a lawsuit over claims he was sexually assaulted in a jail in Jefferson County has been moved to a detention facility near Denver. Attorney Shahid Hawk says he wants his client, Audemio Orozco Ramirez, returned home to his family in Montana.
He is their sole financial provider for all seven children. And so without his financial support, I think it'll be difficult for them to visit their father until he's returned to Montana.
Orozco Ramirez was arrested last week during a regular check-in with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE. Hawk says ICE intended to put his client on a plane to Mexico within days, but a federal appeals court temporarily blocked the deportation. However, Orozco Ramirez is still in ICE custody. On Friday, he was transferred from a county jail in Utah to the Denver Contract Detention Facility in Aurora, Colorado. The privately owned center is often used to house immigrants waiting on court dates to clarify their status. But Hawk says it could be months before the court hears his case.
The number one thing that I'm asking people, members of the public, to do is to put pressure on immigration to release him right now, pending the outcome of this appeal.
Orozco Ramirez lived in Montana for over two decades. In 2013, he was arrested during a traffic stop and placed in custody after immigration officials determined he entered the country illegally. Orozco Ramirez says he was then sexually assaulted while in ICE custody at a jail in Jefferson County. Late last year, Orozco Ramirez agreed to a $125,000 settlement with the county. The body of a 29-year-old California firefighter who died in western Montana last week is now back home in California. 29-year-old hotshot Brent Witham of Mentone, California, died August 2nd after he was hit by a falling tree while fighting the Lolo Peak fire. Firefighters from across the country this morning escorted Witham's body from the Garden City Funeral Home to the Missoula Airport. Members of the public lined the memorial procession route to pay their respects. Kate Gamar was one of them.
I'm here because I heard on the TV and on the radio that they were going to honor our fallen smoke jumper. And even though I can't breathe because of the smoke, I decided I'd get out here. I have flowers. I always bring flowers to any of this type of stuff. And look, a lily bloomed.
Gamar said she just wanted to take a few minutes to honor firefighters who risk everything to protect our communities.
Thank God we have them. So I guess I'm an old lady that cares.
Brent Witham was the second firefighter death in Montana in less than 2 weeks. Trenton Johnson of Missoula died July 19th when a dead tree fell and hit him near Sealy Lake. He was 19 years old. An attorney announced today a bid to unseat a newly elected U.S. Representative Greg Gianforte in next year's midterm race, becoming the first Democrat to establish a campaign committee to take on the Republican who attacked a reporter the day before a special election. John Heenan of Billings said he would use his experience as a consumer protection lawyer to advocate for Montana residents, including working to increase access to, quote, quality, affordable health care. National Democrats are expected to target Gianforte in the midterm election and are sure to remind voters that he pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor assault charge for body slamming a reporter for the Guardian newspaper. The attack got widespread attention, but Gianforte prevailed over his Democratic opponent by 6 percentage points. It remains to be seen if Democrats can field a candidate who can help the party wrest control of a seat that has been in Republican hands for two decades. Gianforte announced shortly after winning the May 25th special election that he would seek a second term as Montana's sole representative in the U.S. House. He filed a statement of candidacy with the Federal Election Commission in early June. The growing population of black bears in the United States has scientists sorting through thousands more teeth to get a handle on the health of America's Bruins. States use bear teeth to find out how old the animals were at the time they died. They're most often harvested from bears killed by big game hunters, who seek the burly animals for sport all over the country. Mattson's laboratory in Manhattan, Montana, processes the most teeth of any lab in America. The lab processed nearly 260,000 black bear teeth from 2009 to 2016, up from less than 220,000 from 2001 to 2008. The tooth boom comes as the black bear population is expanding in many states, especially in East Coast states like Maine. State wildlife officials say it'll provide important data. A team of experts is poised to start exhuming the bodies of three Native American children who died more than a century ago while attending a government-run school in Pennsylvania. The disinterment process will start tomorrow morning at a military cemetery on the grounds of the Carlisle Barracks. The federal government is paying to dig up the remains of Little Plume, Horse, and Little Chief and return them to Fremont County, Wyoming. The three Northern Arapaho children were 10, 14, and 15 when they died at the Carlisle Indian Industrial School, likely of pneumonia or some other disease. More than 10,000 Native American children were taught there and endured harsh conditions that sometimes led to death from such diseases. They are among 181 Native Americans buried in the cemetery. Turning to Montana politics, Secretary of State Corey Stapleton's allegations of voter fraud has widened a rift with elections officers across the state, some of whom want the state's elections chief to dial back his rhetoric. As they prepare to meet for their annual convention tomorrow, elections officials are hoping to rebuild relations with Stapleton. Tensions have been building for months and come amid turmoil within Stapleton's administration because of the recent departures of key staff. Last month, Stapleton asserted that more than 360 illegal ballots were cast, though not counted, during the May 25th special congressional election. That number is just a minuscule fraction of the 383,000 cast in the election. Ravalli County Election Administrator Regina Plattenberg said, "It is important to improve the lines of communication with the Secretary of State. This is YPR News."